this is the first episode.
Yes, this is our first take.
Yeah, definitely our first take.
Yeah.
For sure.
We're really professional and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, clearly. Welcome to the Lunch Table Podcast. This is our first episode.
Woo!
What else should I say? What happens in the intro?
So today we're going to be talking about... Oh my god. Today we are going to be talking about the latest controversy with singer 19-year-old. I think she's 19. She's either 19 or 18. I honestly don't remember. Singer Billie Eilish. So...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how old is she? Let me just... She's 19.
She's 19?
She's 19.
Okay.
And her boyfriend and the latest controversy just with her on her own and the controversy with her boyfriend, who is 10 years older than her. He is 29.
Yeah.
And the things that he has said in the past and the things that she has said in the past and just, yeah.
Let's just, you know, dive into it. Okay, let's start off.
It kind of all started when she dyed her hair blonde. I think that the blonde hair dye kind of seeped into her brain a little bit.
Yeah, the bleach just, like, got into her sense a little bit.
It leaked. I don't know. Got a little leaky. Okay. We're saying this like you're not a blonde. Let's pull up her Instagram real quick.
Yeah, let's look at it.
So, here we go. We should have had this already prepared. So, before we get into her boyfriend, I want to point out that Billie Eilish used to have the words taken in, like, all caps, and I think, like, the little lock emoji in her bio, but now she doesn't. I think it did. It used to say taken with a little lock, but now it just has her age. It just says 19, and then a link to, I think, a charity.
Her OnlyFans.
Oh, no, it is not. It's called Lost Cause. I'm going to sound really stupid, but what is this? Oh, my God. Wait. What is this?
I don't know.
It's literally, it's not even a charity. It's, like, her merch and stuff. Here I was assuming that she was doing something good. Oopsies.
Isn't her merch, like, $60 for, like,
probably
a t-shirt?
Probably. Yeah. I think it is. Like, it's merch really expensive. Like,
expensive. Yikes. Anyway,
we could talk about the quality of her music later, but we'll get into that later.
We'll do that later. Let's start off with her past, like her queering. Yes. Okay,
well, first, in the past there is a video. I think I saw the clip of the video. I don't remember.
Is it on Twitter? No, you don't need
maybe I do have a Twitter account, but I don't use it. I don't have the Twitter app. I probably should get it.
Anyway,
so there is a past video of her. I think she was on a live saying the R slur.
Yikes.
And yeah, that's a little yikers. Also, one time on, I think on a different live, I don't know if it was the same live, her brother like came in or something and she like said something to him and he was like, why are you talking with a black accent? And she basically told him to shut up and leave. So he kind of like called her out on it, but then like,
yeah, we love Phineas, I guess. I don't know anything that he's in. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him.
I think he did something with Glee. I think he did something with Glee.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Ooh, Lord, we should talk about them. We should talk about like Corey Monteith and what's his
ooh,
name?
Ooh, we should talk about Puck. What's her name?
Vera Rivera.
We should talk about her.
Oh, Lea Michele. Okay. Yeah. I love the next episode. I might need to record that later. we're hopping. By the way, check out our Instagram in case you haven't.
Yeah, you know.
Lunch Table underscore podcast, but you know. shameless plug, but you know. So, Billie Eilish's third most recent post. I have her Instagram pulled up right now.
Wait, let me pull up her Instagram.
Is a bunch of pictures of her being very touchy and kind of like licky? Licky?
Ooh, yeah.
with girls.
And I love girls.
Yes. So we'll go into the comments real quick and see a bunch of people that are saying it. They're saying like, same. They said like, oh my god, like, is she saying what I think she's saying?
She
like,
said what now?
Oh my
the
god.
Caption is sus, LOL.
Congrats. Are you coming out? Did you just, girls of YouTube, Billy?
Right after this, I swear to god. Okay.
Well.
So in the past, she's said that she's straight. Like, when asked about her sexuality, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, on a live or, like,
she said it a lot.
She said that she's straight. And with these captions, like, I love girls.
Her saying, like, I love girls, and then so many people are like, oh, my God. And then she came out afterwards and was like, no, I don't. That's queerbaiting in and of itself, and I think she's done other stuff. Her new music video, also, I think that she's kind of, like, being really, like, touchy and kind of, like, sexual with a lot of girls in it. And people were like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then...
and then it turns out she's not even, like...
and then she said it again. Like, she's not even... like, she really is... because a lot of her fans are LGBT girls.
Right.
So by doing this, it's kind of like, oh, my God, like, I can relate to the singer. Oh, my gosh, like, we... I don't think we have similar interests, but, like, we have similar interests. And then it's like, oh, no, that was a lie. It was just, got you good. You know, like, it's just kind of messed up.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Not Amazon commenting, I hear all the good ones go to hell.
I'm...
Amazon! You can't just say that!
Well... anyway,
I'm gonna need to screenshot don't let me, that I'm real
like
quick.
Going through our For You page or like whatever our homepage, looking at like K-pop, Luna.
Of course anyway. You were. Well, I followed them for you. You're welcome. Also, I followed Megan Thee Stallion. I know, but anyway, we should
no context white it. People.
Shut up. You need to edit that out. But anyway, so her boyfriend. Let's get into that. So recently. Right. As I said, her bio used to say taken. Recently.
What, in the 2016? In 2016, my bio said taken because I didn't want random people, like, hitting on me, which they wouldn't have because yeah. You saw what I looked like.
Yeah. Looking a little, yeah. Dusty, crusty, musty, rusty.
Wait, should I post, like, wait, let me draw, like, an old selfie on IBIS paint and then post it on our Instagram.
Please.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, wait. So, her new boyfriend. Right. Rumored boyfriend. But they are dating because it said taken and they've been seen together a whole bunch. Like, they're together.
Yeah.
Matthew Tyler Vorse. So, he in and of himself is a problem. Oh, look at the echo. Something like that. Okay. So, I screenshotted a post that had his tweets saying...
okay. Pulling up the receipts. All right.
Uh-huh. You know. And then he apologized for it and I will read out the apology when I'm done reading his tweets.
Okay.
So these were all from like, they were when he was younger. Like, these are like 2017, 2012, 2011.
Right. That's a while ago.
But it's still.
Yeah.
Like, he's 29. Back about 10 years ago, he was 19. That is still old enough to know.
That's
old enough to know that what I am doing is messed up. It's good enough to know, like, you're old enough to know that this is messed up and you should not be saying this. So he said in a tweet from, I don't know when that's from because I think it's in a comment.
Right.
Hell no, N-word. You got that Instagram money. And then 2017. This one isn't really as like controversial. This one isn't, he's not saying any slurs, but it still was included in it. He says, I'll be celebrating Trump's election by giving all my friends presidential erections. Take that, Pence. In 2012, March, I'm trying to like read this like blurry text. March 11th, 2012, he said, Asian people with hospital masks on, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh my God.
February 1st, 2011, God contradiction, the great all loving, in parentheses, F slur hater. I think that's from 2014. I can't read the number, but I think this is 2014.
Fine.
Congrats to Esler Royale for beating Kentucky to win MTV's March Madness. Yeah. For the record, girls that say they are free spirits are just sluts. October 8th, I think, something. Sometime in October 2012. And then the worst, not the worst one, but obviously not the worst one, but the one that really was like, sir, because there was like no reason for it, obviously. That sounds so stupid because it's like none of these were called for. Because he's very white. He's a very white man.
He's ugly too.
He like, is a little
I
ugly.
I have to say it. I saw
Billy's not ugly, but she's let me not insult looks. And then another one from, what does that say? Does that say 2012? I think. This is a series of three tweets in which she said, Adele looks like a British Miss Piggy. And then she got an award. And then another one, I didn't know Lady Gaga was black. So basically just like, why go after these female artists? Why? They didn't do anything to you. What do they do? What did Adele ever do to you? If you ever watch interviews with Adele, she's actually very nice.
I love and, Adele. And yeah, she's really pretty. Oh, Jasmine. I don't listen to her music anymore, actually. But you know what? It's fine.
My mom loves her music and, like, listened to it a bunch when I was younger. So, like, you know, kind of grew up on Adele. Honestly. I just, like, found a random fake nail on my dresser and just, like, put it on my toe. I'm not going to, like, glue it on or anything. I should. You know what? Put one random fake nail on my toe. Honestly, that would be quite the spectacle.
I've drawn the picture. While you're talking, okay. I have drawn the picture.
Okay, you need to post it on the Instagram story. Or no, are you gonna post it on the story? Okay, we need to make a highlights with like old crappy like selfie pictures of us. Anyways, so he apologized with this shitty apology. Okay, Billie Eilish, this is People magazine. Billie Eilish's boyfriend, Matthew Tyler Vorse, apologizes after racist and homophobic posts resurface. I can only see, like, him with a little bit of a mask on, but he's still ugly. Also, that is not a flattering picture of Billie. The blonde hair looked nice at first, but now I don't know how to feel about it. But anyway. Yikes. So, here is his apology. I want to apologize for the things that I wrote on social media in the past. The language I used was hurtful and irresponsible, and I understand how offensive those words are. Me being dumb. It does not matter. I am ashamed and deeply sorry that I used them in any context. It is not how I was raised, and it is not what I stand for. Then why did you say it? I shouldn't have used this language in the first place, and I won't use it again. I am sorry for the hurt I have caused. I take full responsibility and continue to hold myself accountable for my actions. Here's the thing. It was not just one time. It was like six. Is the thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, I won't do it again. And like, but it was over the course of years. You know?
Like, it was over the course of, like, years. So he was saying that for, like, a while. Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah. And the thing is people are like, Billie. Is Eilish her real last name?
I think. It's interesting.
It sounds like a fake name. Like, it sounds like a stage name. Billie Eilish. Maybe it's just because I'm, like, so accustomed to it. But anyways. I'm looking at myself in the mirror because I'm a bit of a narcissist. But anyways.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just like looking around finding random things. Yeah. I'm a little cluttered. A little scatterbrained. But anyways. Anyway. And then people were like, Billie, how are you going to be dating this? Also, he's just apologizing now?
Yeah, like...
It was in 2012. Why are you...
It's, like, 2012 throughout 2014, right?
I just saw your new post!
Someone just said promote it on Reality Records.
Why are you just reading our comments? You crazy! What is Reality Records? We sound so stupid. Reality Records... My brother just hit the window! I think we need to keep that in. I've had to make, you know, a loud noise. Anyway, I love that picture. I love it. When are we gonna do face reveals?
100k, of course.
100k, girl. That's a little. What about like 10k or something?
10k.
100k okay, is a little much.
Yeah. Anyways, oh, we didn't even say our names.
Oh yeah. Ren.
I'm listening.
We're kind of stupid.
Okay, yikes, it's fine.
Yikers. This is our podcast where we talk about drama and controversy. If you guys have any ideas on, like, what we should talk about next, you can, like, leave them in comments, obviously. Anyways, I feel like the scream needs to be in our trailer, or, like, our outro needs to be the scream.
Yes, it needs to be, it has to be.
Yeah, or, like, our intro or something, just like, ah! Hi, it's Lizzie.
Oh, and also, like, what's it called again? Anchor. Oh, wait, hold up. My earbuds are right here. Let me put these in.
I've had my earbuds in this whole time. You are slacking.
Okay, okay.
Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah.
Wait, do you post podcasts on Anchor?
Yeah. Oh, well, here's what you do. You can, once you finish recording, it says post, and then it'll post to, like, all podcast platforms.
Really? Like, Spotify?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I know, right?
Heck yeah.
Sorry. Anyway.
That's a little embarrassing.
Back to it. Back to Billie
Eilish. Yeah, back to it. So, let's do a little review of her music.
Okay.
Because her music, so, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Like, she has a really good voice. Ocean Eyes, used to be obsessed with that song. I thought it was really good. The lyrics, they were kind of boring. But yeah, Ocean Eyes, you know, I used to be obsessed with it. I used to love it.
She was, like, 13 when she came out with Ocean Eyes. Yeah, and I remember my dad looked at me and said, why don't you do anything like that?
Your dad, he's... Let me not. This is a podcast. Let's not. This is a public podcast. Let's not.
My mom was listening to this. Into that. Like, what? I love my mom.
Okay. Let's...
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. No. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, let me make some fan art for us, okay?
Oh my god. We can do that later. Keep talking. Listen, you gotta chill.
Okay. Listen. My bad.
Your bad is right.
I'm never wrong.
I hope you know I'm looking at my phone with distaste. With a look of okay.
Okay. Anyways, but did I ask?
How old are you?
13. No. Okay. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about her music, okay?
Music. She does have a good voice, but the thing is, I think that Finneas writes her songs.
Yeah, he does. He, like, also does, like, the background music. He does everything.
He does so much of her stuff. We need to keep in mind, I have not watched her movie. I started it, but never finished
it. What movie?
My TV was lagging. Her movie, like, The World's a Little Blurry.
I didn't watch that either.
Yeah, I know some people that cried watching it.
So. Oh. Okay.
But that doesn't excuse.
Yeah.
That doesn't excuse her behavior.
It's still not right. Yeah, and then people who say, like, it's not even her being, like, racist and whatever, saying slurs. Well, who would you date? Someone that is openly racist?
I wouldn't.
Would you, like, date someone openly problematic?
Right.
Because I, like, would not. I wouldn't.
Like, I just saw a post, and somebody was saying, they were like, just because you donate to homophobic, like, charities or whatever, doesn't mean that you are homophobic. It does.
That's like saying, it's like the same logic as, I'm not racist if I'm saying the N-word because I have a black friend.
Or saying...
That's like...
They're saying, what? That's so gay. Oh, but it's not homophobic because I have gay friends. Anyway. yeah. It's just really, like, don't, if you're gonna say this, you are not as, I guess, woke as you think you are if you are associating people. Like, how are you gonna say, like, I'm not racist or homophobic or ableist or whatever, and then be dating in a close relationship. Someone that's
all of those. Like,
yeah. With his fake-ass apology, too.
Right?
Like, it probably wasn't a fake apology, but it just felt very, like, that's it.
Yeah. You know?
like, it's just...
Anyway.
I don't know, have we talked about all we can talk about?
I don't know. Have we?
I don't know. In summary, Billie Eilish's boyfriend is problematic. She hasn't really said anything about it. And her queer rating. And she's hardly said anything about that either.
Right, and I don't know. She just...
Also,
I don't hate her, but, like...
What was 65 weeks ago?
65 was so stupid.
Yeah, because she posted on her, like, story, and, like, her little thing called Real Talk, she's talking about, she's like, this coronavirus is a real thing, like, wear your masks and stuff. Also, she's posting stuff about, like, not to sound, like, bad, but she's posting stuff about, like, Black Lives Matter and stuff, and then you're gonna date somebody that says the N-word?
Right!
and like
make it make sense.
Like make it make sense. Yikes. And supports Trump? Right? I can't tell if this is in support of Trump or not. The I'll be celebrating Trump's election by giving all my friends presidential elections. Take that. You know what? I can't decide if that is.
I would post that. I would be someone to post that.
Girl.
Yeah.
Don't associate yourself with him. Matthew Tyler Vorse. We're not asking to, like, we're not telling people to give Billy hate, obviously. We're just saying, obviously, like
we don't want you to send hate. We're just speaking out on the subject.
Exactly.
Giving our raw opinions.
Our 2 cents.
Yeah.
Our 4 cents, actually, because we are a big brain, and also there's 2 of us, so.
Wow, you're so smart.
I know, right? I can do basic math, something that you can't do, Lizzie.
I cannot do that.
We know. I've seen your grades.
Your grades are worse than mine. Anyway.
Yeah, do you think we can end the episode there? We could, like, record another one, actually.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's end it here, and yeah.
That was the first episode of... I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. If you guys enjoyed it, make sure to follow us on our Instagram.
Okay. We'll post the audio on YouTube as well, so you can do that. You can subscribe on YouTube or follow us on Instagram. We I don't know how, but we kind of got banned from TikTok.
like 20 minutes after creating the account. Right. Like we just made the account,
and then it was like
we got banned. They were like for violating multiple community guidelines. Anyway,
we didn't do anything.
Yeah, so
we appealed, so we'll try and get that. So when we can get that, I guess we'll post highlights or something,
of course. And yeah, then face reveals, family face reveal. So fun.
Subscribe to our YouTube.
Leave a like, turn on post notifications, leave a comment. Wait, I did that in the wrong order. Hold on. Make sure to leave a comment, like, subscribe, and turn on post notifications. Okay, that
follow us on Spotify.
Yeah.
You can comment on our Insta or our YouTube what you want us to talk about because we read our comments.
Okay. Anyway, but yeah.
Put a link to our Spotify.
We do.
Yeah. Sorry. So yeah. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.